From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The Obama administration is condemning yesterday's deadly shelling of a United Nations school in Gaza. The White House isn't publicly assigning blame for the attack, but UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says all available evidence points to Israel. With a five-week recess starting this weekend, the House and Senate are both set to vote today on competing bills aimed at dealing with the influx of tens of thousands of young undocumented Central Americans. NPR's David Wellner reports lawmakers agree there has to be a fix, but they're deeply divided on what should be done and how much money should be spent.
Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn says Congress must deal with the surge of Central Americans at the border.
My constituents back home don't understand why in the world we would leave without fixing this problem, without addressing this humanitarian crisis.
But the GOP-led House and Democratic-led Senate are far apart in what they propose to do. The Senate bill calls for nearly $3 billion in emergency funding to deal with the crisis. The House version provides less than a quarter of that amount, all of it carved from the current federal budget. The House bill would make it easier to deport young Central Americans. The Senate bill does not. A failure to approve funding before Congress leaves town could leave federal agencies in a bind. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Contracts with most of the Metropolitan Opera's unions expire at midnight tonight. Late yesterday, opera management proposed calling in a federal mediator in talks with two of the unions. Jeff London reports.
While both sides publicly hope to come to some sort of agreement, the prognosis is bleak. The Met's management has proposed a 16% reduction in overall compensation because of dwindling ticket sales. Peter Gelb, the Met's general manager, has proposed federal mediation, but reportedly will not back down from the threat of a lockout if both sides don't come to terms. Joe Hartnett, who represents the Met's backstage workers, says that's not the way to negotiate.
A lockout would be an indication of not only management's failure to manage the productions, but also to manage these negotiations.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
House Republicans have approved a plan to launch a campaign season lawsuit against President Obama, accusing him of exceeding the bounds of his constitutional authority. The lawsuit focuses on Obama's implementation of his health care overhaul. House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer says the suit is a waste of time and won't make it through the court system.
Legal scholar after legal scholar makes that observation. There are 13 days left before now and when we adjourn for the election. What a shame.
Five conservative Republicans voted with Democrats in opposing the lawsuit. This is NPR News. Officials in Mexico are investigating ties between the son of a former governor and a brutal drug cartel. As NPR's Carrie Khan reports, the investigation was launched just days after a video surfaced of the son with the head of a cartel.
The video shows the son of the former governor of Michoacán having a beer and talking with the head of the Knights Templar drug cartel. No charges have been filed against Rodrigo Vallejo, who's known by the nickname El Gerber. Vallejo is the son of former Governor Fausto Vallejo, who stepped down from office last month for health reasons. His replacement was arrested on organized crime charges. The state of Michoacán was a stronghold of the Knights Templar drug cartel, which earned much of its money through meth trafficking, as well as extortion and kidnapping. The cartel, however, is on the run since civilian vigilante groups emerged and the federal government took over the state's police forces. Carrie Khan, NPR News, Mexico City.
The cleanup is continuing at UCLA's flooded arena. The Pauley Pavilion was covered with up to 10 inches of water yesterday after a 30-inch water main broke nearby. UCLA researcher Albert Biscarum says the break will be fixed, but he hopes people will learn something from the pipe failure.
It could potentially make people more aware of the issues, not in terms of the drought, but in terms of the water supply in general in the Los Angeles area and the aging infrastructure.
Officials say six people who were helping to clean up the arena are being treated for exposure to carbon monoxide. The arena had recently undergone a renovation. This is NPR News in Washington.